It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I think given this opportunity, you take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's the Netball Show with Viper 10 and I'm Sasha Shipway.
I'm Natalie Morris, and with the Commonwealth Games just around the corner, we thought we'd give you a little break from all the build-up, take a step back to talk about one of the game's biggest stars, Sharni Layton. And if you don't know about Sharni Layton, then you need to get to know, because she is basically one of the biggest stars in the game. She is literally a living netball legend. She was the Aussie national side captain. She has Commonwealth Game gold under her belt and Netball World Cup gold. So she's basically the best defender out there, you know, up there with Jeeva Mentos. So she's literally one of the leading players in the game. Is that fair, Sasha? Is she that amazing?
Oh my God, 100%. I actually love Sharni. Yeah. She's also one of the biggest personalities, I think. Like, yeah. You will hear her, even if you're like, you could have a seat up in the gods in England v Australia game, you will hear Sharni. She's like the one voice that will like just reach the top.
Yeah, she is seriously gobby. And yeah, it's more than the way she conducts herself on court, it's off court as well. She's a huge personality and she's just a really kind of inspirational figure in the game. She's the kind of player that little girls and me look up to and want to be when they grow up. And she's incredible, and she's a huge it's not just what she does on court. She's got ad campaigns, she's got sponsorship deals, she really has been a star in the game, especially down under. And you know, that really does clearly take its toll. And last year she announced that she was taking a break from the game, and it was kind of a bit shrouded in mystery. There wasn't really much kind of explanation there. It was cited as exhaustion, and there were quite a lot of questions around that.
Definitely. And I think that's kind of, that has happened before, like, you know, players just suddenly going, and especially like from social media, like she's huge on social media and she just disappeared, and everyone was like, what's happening? It was quite a big deal. But obviously she's come out like last week with a video with a company called 24, which has sort of solved the mystery and explained things quite well, really. So if you haven't seen the video, it's basically, it's actually heartbreaking. It's like the starts with Sharni crying, and she talks very candidly about the fact that she was dealing with mental health struggles. And you know, I really liked the fact that she said, if you hurt your ankle, you take time off, it heals. And she said it's exactly the same for anything to do with a mental health injury, you need to take time off to heal. And she said she didn't realize how sick she was until she got help, and it took her longer than she expected to recover. Everything about the video was just brilliant. Like, from the perspective of someone who filmed stuff, the way it was filmed and edited was beautiful.
Yeah.
But on top of that, everything she said was so, it was so honest. Like, and she was clearly so grateful for all the support that she's had. You know, that was the part in which she got really emotional. And she said she didn't tell anyone. She didn't tell some of the girls that she was playing with or things like that. So really no one knew. So yeah, she said that she was embarrassed as well, because she didn't know what was wrong with her at the beginning, but people reached out either way. And I suppose that just shows the power of the netball family as well.
Definitely. The video was really classic Sharni, to be honest, because she's such an incredible communicator, and that's why it was so strange for her to just disappear. So it's kind of great that she's feeling well enough to open up and talk like that. And I do think that really shows who she is as a person, her character, that she's felt strong enough to really talk to her fans and to talk to the people around her and give an explanation for where she's been. And so if you haven't seen the video yet, make sure you go watch it on Facebook or on Twitter. It's kind of everywhere at the moment. But here's a little clip.
Sorry. It's just amazing, because you do like feel really alone at times. It's really hard, because the reason that I took time off, I guess, was so that I could try and get back for Comm Games. I was in a really bad spot mentally.
And like any other injury, if you do your ankle, if you strain your hamstring, like you can't play at your best. So you need to take time off to get that right. So I took time off to be able to get my head right, and I seeked help, and it was really great. And I didn't realise how bad that I was, to be honest with you. After taking a bit of time off, I realised that I wasn't okay, and it was going to take a bit longer to get back than what I had of hoped.
So yeah, it's a really powerful video, and I think it takes a huge amount of bravery to send out a message like that, to talk so candidly, so openly, so honestly about mental health and about personal struggles that you're dealing with. But I do think that it's such a shame that it is still such a big deal, and it does take such an amount of huge amount of bravery to talk about mental health. Like Shani says herself, it should be treated the same as any other injury. So why is there still this huge stigma around talking about mental health? Why can't we talk about it openly? Why is there this huge furore about Shani's video, and all on Twitter everyone's talking about it like it's the most amazing thing ever, which obviously it is, but surely it's time we start normalizing this and making it less of a huge deal for someone to open up about mental health struggles. Why do you think it's so difficult for people to talk about this still, particularly in elite sport?
Yeah, that's such a good point. It kind of is, the video is a double-edged sword in some ways. But yeah, I don't know, like, it is really difficult. I guess that elite athletes are just thought of as being so strong. They're all like, almost, you know, they're like the pinnacle of their sport, and especially someone like Shani, because she is so talented. And probably being so well known for being so amazing at something makes it really hard to actually publicly acknowledge a weakness. Like,
definitely.
I struggle telling people if I'm bad at things, because I think everyone does, but it's just so much harder when you are a name and a figure. And yeah, it's obviously really, really difficult. But I was listening to something recently actually about and it was also questioning why there's a stigma around mental health, and it was really interesting, and it was saying like a lot of like this, it's not so much the case now, but it still definitely infiltrates our society, that, you know, whenever there was like murders or things like that, people would, or newspapers would throw out mental health and be like, oh, the schizophrenic, and sometimes it's like associated with really negatively in the past with things like that. So
definitely,
obviously this is different, and people are much more aware of mental health now, and it's not, you know, the stigma isn't as great as it used to be, but there definitely still is a stigma there, and I'm sure it must come from that kind of way that it was discussed
hugely
a few years ago.
I think it's like a systemic problem culturally in the way we talk about it. I think it's very much a fear of the unknown, and I think it's been, there was, I think, such a misunderstanding about, like, historically, this is going back hundreds of years, I think people would be carted off into houses if they, you know, if they had emotional mental health problems, and shut away, and there was this kind of like intense fear of what it was, because we didn't know how to explain it. And like you say, the media perpetuate this kind of a fear and like suspicion of mental health problems as something inherently violent or dangerous or, you know, hugely negative, or something that can't be fixed, or got, you know, something that you can't recover from. I think there's always that fear that if that's, you know, you, if you have depression, if you have anxiety, if you're bipolar, that's something that defines your character and not something that is an illness that you have for a time, or, you know, you suffer from occasionally. So I think that and like you say in the news reports and about how it's often related to violence, I think that's still true even of today. When you hear about you know, mass shootings or terrorism, they will often throw out, oh, he suffered from depression or, you know, anxiety, and kind of try their best to link the two. And I think that gives people a certain unease around mental health, and I think that definitely contributes to the stigma and feeling ashamed of it. And that was one of the saddest things for me in Shani's video, when she said that she was embarrassed and almost ashamed that she was struggling in this way. And I think that's the worst thing about it, because that contributes to your mental health problems if you're feeling unwell mentally, and then you have this added pressure,
anxiety. Yeah,
exactly. Like, if you feel like everyone is judging you or that it's something that should be hidden or you should be ashamed of, then that's not going to contribute to you getting better. That's going to perpetuate it and make it worse. So yeah, I'm really glad that she's opened up in this way.
Yeah, me too. And it is sad to think that, like, she was so embarrassed by it at the beginning that, yeah, she couldn't tell anyone because, as you said, like, she's such an open person. And the fact that, you know, I don't think even some coaches knew, like, it's definitely... But then I think about it and I think, imagine if I wanted to talk about something like that or something really personal to me, and it makes me, like, shiver.
Yeah, well, exactly.
makes me very nervous. So, you
know.
Even thinking about that makes me respect her even more and just think, like, well done. It obviously definitely wasn't easy to come out and be so honest, but it's so important and really, really useful that she did, actually.
Definitely. It's the same, a similar thing. Like you say, imagine if it was us and we had to tell someone about that. How would you even go about it? And then we have similar campaigns, like at work, in our workplace. I've seen them. We've had emails around saying, you know, you should be able to talk to your boss, and, you know, if you need a day off for your mental health, then that's completely valid. And I'm just like, is it? Like, would I be able to do that if I was feeling particularly anxious or low? Would I really call my boss and say, I'm not going to come in because of my mental health? Like, I don't think I would feel confident doing that, even in the climate that we're in at the moment. And that's such a sad thing. I would definitely say I've got a stomach bug or a cold if I needed a day. Like, there was no, I just wouldn't admit to it. And that's just, it's really sad. And that I think the more people like Shani admit, it's a shame that we even have to say the word admit, but like kind of acknowledge and talk openly about these kind of struggles, the more we normalize it and the less we're going to feel like it's something to be ashamed of, something to hide. But yeah, and I when she said in the video she didn't know how bad she was, I think it's really important that there's a kind of openness in the coaching setup that she was in and the elite sport world that she was in, that there are people who can recognize the symptoms and maybe kind of help her out. Because when you're in that, when you're struggling, sometimes you don't know, and you need that objective kind of figure to say, hey, you're not doing okay, do you want to talk about it, and give you that support. And, you know, the way it took so long for it to come out suggests that maybe that wasn't there, maybe that isn't something that is intrinsic in the elite athlete setup. Like, they have nutritionists, they've got statisticians, they've got physiotherapists, they've got people looking after them head to toe, but maybe there isn't that level looking at the pressures they face, because elite athletes face a serious amount of pressure, don't they?
Yeah, and even, like, before we started doing this podcast, I sort of researched it a bit, and even the amount of research that's gone into it is minimal in comparison to the research that you would have on, like, different, like, even just an ACL injury, for example. Like, obviously one of the most common injuries that netballers face. There's probably, like, it's a dip in the ocean, the amount that goes into mental health in comparison to that, which, you know, is a problem. And so if we don't have research, we don't know how to deal with it, which, yeah, is a complete shame. But I did find one study which was done in 2015, and it's called The Mental Health of Elite Athletes in Australia. So Commonwealth Games, I was like, okay, fine, stick with Australia. So they kind of looked at 224 athletes, and there was a kind of fairly even split between men and women. And it found that, I was shocked by this, this is a very high figure, it found that 46.4% of athletes were experiencing symptoms of at least one of the mental health problems assessed. So that's nearly 50%. That's like a huge amount. And that's despite the fact that when you play sports, you get endorphins, and obviously you have teammates and you have friendships, and there's so many benefits to playing sports, but that's a very, very high number. And it is only one study, so maybe it's not hugely representative, I don't know, but yeah, obviously more research does need to go into it.
Definitely, those stats are shocking. So that's nearly half of all elite athletes are experiencing some mental health symptoms. That's incredible. And like you say, there are so many positive, like, mental benefits of playing sport. You know, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious, and you go to your GP, the first thing they will say to you is get more exercise, and you know that helps, and that, like you say, the endorphins and are basically nature's kind of antidepressants in some way. They kind of really help you elevate your mood. But obviously there's a line there, and once you get it, cross over to that elite boundary, then maybe the pressures of being in that setup kind of outweigh the benefits that come from sport in terms of your mental health. So that is, I think that's something that like elite setups really need to look at. There is so much pressure, you know, in terms of selection and yeah. making trials and things. There's constantly that sense of competition, of needing to prove yourself, as well as the physical demands on your body, which can also affect how you're coping mentally. So I think I definitely think that sports psychology and should be more readily available for these players.
Yeah, 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah. But the best thing about Shani's video is her talking about the amazing response from the netball family. How nice have all the messages been? I think I've seen hundreds of tweets and just everyone has got so behind her. And I think it just shows how inclusive we are and how great we all are in the netball family. We just get behind everyone. No judgment, nothing negative. All we want to do is build her up and get her back on court.
100%. Like the feedback she had, just even from stuff that we put out on the netball show on our own Twitter, that tweet that we put out had such incredible feedback,
and
the number of comments, like the number of people who were like trying, as you said, encouraging her and just saying like, come on, Shani. It's I don't know what to say about it other than the fact that it's incredibly reassuring and just says a lot about netball as a sport. Like people do sometimes say, oh, like bitchy girls, da da da, and I hate hearing that because I'm like, you are wrong. Okay?
Yeah, no, exactly. God, we literally are a family, and like, and I know you must know this, like your netball mates are just your best mates, and that you have a kind of bond that you don't have with other friends, because when you get on court together, it's a whole different thing. You support each other in a way that no one else supports you in that, you know, in that certain context. So exactly, we're just massively behind her, and it's so nice to see that, and the fact that she feels confident enough in the netball family to put that video out there in the world, knowing that she'll only have positive responses, that speaks volumes for the sport and just shows what an inclusive kind of nice environment that netballers have created. And I think that's so good. It's like you say, I think when she's, the fact that she's put this video out is really a positive sign and shows that she's on the mend, I suppose, and she must be, you know, feeling able to talk about it is definitely a great step. And when she gets back to it, I know that the support she has will really help her. And I just think that's across the board. If you're ever struggling with these kind of things, I think netball can really help you. And as well as the family, just actually playing, just playing sport can make you feel like you're invincible sometimes, like you can really do anything. And I think it's a huge tool that you have. I think that's why athletes and people who play sport can be such resilient characters, because they've got that in their arsenal.
100%. And I think Shani must have just been like, as she said, she was so overwhelmed by the feedback. Hopefully it will just encourage more players, more people to be honest, be open, come out about it if they do have a problem. And the message she's been putting out there, you know, if you were worried, like, just speak to someone, go get help. Yeah. Not a big deal. It's okay. That's what people need to hear. And, like, that is destigmatizing it in the process, which is exactly what it needed.
Exactly. Yeah, she's just being, she's so relatable as a person. I've always thought this. I think that's why she's so likable. Like you watch her play and it's like, obviously she's unbelievable as a player, but there's almost something about her where you're like, oh, I feel like I'd want to be on her team, and like I'd want to play with her because she seems like just such a genuine person. And the way she's spoken about her struggles and the illness she's facing is so down to earth and so real. Like you could be talking to your mate about it, and I think that's she hasn't put it on any kind of pedestal. It's not like because I'm an elite athlete, this is how I've dealt with it. It's very much, this is something I'm going through. It's something one of your friends, your family, your teammates could be going through, and all they need is your support and your acceptance and your patience. And I think that's what the netball world has given her, and I think it'll really help her in the long run.
So that's it. Like, thanks so much to Shani for coming out and with that incredible video, and I've really enjoyed talking about this with you, Nat. And if netball has helped you with your mental health, whether it's playing, coaching, getting support from your teammates, then make sure you let us know on Twitter at The Netball Show, as we'd love to hear from you and help normalise the conversation around mental health, anxiety and depression.
It'll be a new season, a new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward. I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.